This is Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
I think I'll go catch me a bed.
A weekly look at fighting crime, stopping crime, and crime prevention.
If you really want to get him, what are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
As always, if you have information you think could help solve a crime, call Crime Stoppers at 344-STOP.
All it takes is a phone and an open mind. No one will know.
My eyes only, pal.
It's Crime Stoppers on Talk 107.3 FM.
Yes, it is time for Crime Stoppers, and once a month with our Crime Stoppers segment, we hand things off to the folks over at iCare, and today we have iCare specialist Lori Anderson in with us. Lori, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing very well. Glad to have you on. What brings you here today?
Well, I'm here to talk about our Teen Dating Violence Awareness Campaign that we just finished up in February.
Teen Dating Violence Awareness Campaign.
Yes.
What goes into that?
Well, we talk about a lot of different, just the different layers of teen dating violence, mm-hmm. whether it's the physical, sexual, emotional, mental, stalking, and we just pass out information. We do table setups at our schools and just kind of get that information out to the public and the community.
How prevalent is this?
It's actually pretty prevalent. According to the CDC, there's about 1 in 12 teens that experience physical dating violence in the U.S., and domestic violence has been on an uptick. So in 2020, according to the Attorney General's Domestic Violence Annual Report, there were 19 deaths. The next year in 2021, it doubled to 36. Oh, yeah. So it's a very prevalent issue that affects a lot of people.
Domestic violence is something we follow regularly in this Crime Stoppers segment. There's it feels like we can't have a week go by where we're not looking for fugitives, and at least one on that list is involved in domestic violence. Now, domestic violence, there are many other factors that go into this, that women that feel they have to stay in that home. You have marriages, you have kids, you have financial responsibilities and whatnot. When you back that up to teen dating violence, I would feel like a lot of those constraints are removed. So how do things escalate at that age?
Well, you have to look at, too, a lot of it with our teens, you know, social media technology is so prevalent, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of our teens will also experience this through, like, online avenues. So it may not be the... You know, a lot of times they think it's cute, right? The petting or the hitting or the, you know, control, quote unquote. They see it as something, that's how they love me. But we want to get that information that that's not love. That's an unhealthy relationship. So we see a lot in, they just don't understand the gravity of what they're experiencing sometimes.
So that brings us around to the campaign.
Yes.
And in what ways iCare's prevention program can help out with this campaign?
Well, this year we had a kickoff at the esports tournament. And then we also partnered with Southern University and LSU students to do a teen dating violence expo where high school students would come on campus and get the information and interactive activities with college students. Because, you know, sometimes we're seen as old and we don't get it, right? So we were trying to see if maybe hearing it from someone closer to their age, maybe they'll receive it a little bit better. And it turned out to be a really great experience for them.
Well, I'll tell you how old we are right now. Like, no, the moment my audience heard esports, they collectively rolled their eyes and said, why? Why is it so popular? Get a ball, play in the street. That's how we did as a kid.
That's true. No,
this is where they are now.
I know.
EBR is doing great things on esports. So Southern University.
Yes.
It's growing so rapidly.
Oh, it is. It is.
And this is meet them where they are.
Yeah, exactly. So we try to, you know, like a lot of our specialists may set up a lunch table during lunch shifts to just kind of, because, you know, kids are moving all the time. They don't really want to just sit in a presentation. So we set up a lunch table. We pass out information. We pass out promotional items and just kind of have a conversation.
Let's talk about a few of the topics. What's included within the teen dating violence awareness?
Healthy versus unhealthy relationships, self-care, conflict resolution, establishing healthy boundaries, recognizing signs of abuse. Those are some of the main topics we try to cover.
We'll get into self-care in just a minute because I know there's a lot that goes into that. But healthy versus unhealthy.
Yes.
When I was asking about the domestic violence topic and backtracking that to teen violence, how much of healthy versus unhealthy relationships is kids know what they've seen?
Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, that's why this topic, it affects so many people because it's also one of the ACEs, adverse childhood experiences. So when you see something or you're in a situation, sometimes you see it as, well, this is what I'm used to. This is what's supposed to happen. So a lot of times with teens, that's why they end up in those relationships because they've seen it before or they have family or friends that are involved in you know, domestic violence instances or situations. And so it just kind of, that's what they see and that's what they know.
Well, I mean, I ask, as a father of daughters,
yes,
I'm constantly aware of that. How I treat their mother, which I wouldn't treat her poorly anyway, but right, how I treat their mother is their development of what a healthy relationship should be.
Exactly.
So if I'm bad to their mother, then they will grow up knowing that or thinking that that's what's to be expected from what they would have in a relationship, and I don't want that for them.
Exactly. So, I have a one-year-old daughter now, too, so it's very important, you know, to have that example from their father, and not just with girls, too, or ladies. We have to look at it from the male's perspective because a lot of males can be involved with domestic violence and teen dating violence as well. And so they need that example of how they should be treated in the same sense.
Yes, how they should be treated and how they should treat, because conversely, I also have a son. And that should be the role model there as well as this is how you will treat the women in your life. So the healthy versus unhealthy part of this is we get into the question of how do we break cycles?
Right.
How hard is it to untrain someone who has grown up with an unhealthy relationship that they've seen from their parental role models to break them out of that so they don't go down that same path?
It can be difficult, you know, because you're trying to, just like with anything, right, any habit or anything you see, it's trying to undo the negative to reinforce positive. So that's what part of iCare's role is just to reinforce the information and have our community partners reinforce that information.
All right. Self-care.
Yes.
It plays a role here. What kind of role does it play?
It's a part of the healing process, really. That's self-care. A lot is done for survivors of domestic violence and teen dating violence as part of their journey. You know, getting back to that, erasing, like we just talked about, erasing the negative self-talk, erasing the negative low self-esteem, and just kind of rebuilding yourself with positive affirmations, exercising, yoga, meditation, journaling, things of that nature, anything that brings you some kind of joy and peace. And then also sometimes outside therapy can be, from a professional, can also be a great form of self-care.
We're talking with Lori Anderson. Lori is an eye care specialist. We're talking about teen dating violence as part of our Crime Stoppers segment. I want to talk about broaching these subjects with teens. When you start to have these conversations, what kind of reactions do they get? What do you get? What are their reactions? And because I would imagine you're opening a can of worms, not just in their lives at school or with their peers, but bringing it back home.
We've had some actually very positive reactions because, for instance, when I set up a table at one of my schools, a student came to me and said, you know, I dealt with this. And all she saw was the posters and positive affirmations. She said, I dealt with this. And we had a mini discussion, just a mini little session then, and she was just explaining how it affected her family, it affected her friends, it affected school. And I asked her, well, how did you get out of it? And she said she had a support system. She was able to talk about it. So that's part of our theme was talk about it, be about it. Mm-hmm. So we want, the reaction can be heavy sometimes, but we also want to bring light to that with resources and knowing that they do have a brave space where they can share those experiences and those feelings and help navigate through those.
Not to get too granular, but how do you go about it? How do you broach this conversation to begin with? I would feel like the toughest part of this conversation is the first couple sentences.
Yeah, it is. And you kind of just this is for me. I'm going to speak personally. I will let the student lead and I will let them share as much as they want to share. I'll let them cry and I'll make sure that they understand that what they're about to do or what they're about to say stays here.
Is this one-on-one or a group setting?
Usually one-on-one.
Okay.
A lot of times
That's important.
Yeah, a lot of times it may come up in a group setting, like a presentation or a group, you know, discussion, and then they may come out to the side, pull you to the side and say, hey, you know, I dealt with this. Or if I see somebody that's crying, I may say, hey, come step outside with me.
Yeah.
And that's when they kind of share and divulge. And like I said, I let them lead. I don't want them to feel they have to share more than they want to. And normally they actually end up sharing a lot, and most of the time it's already happened, and it's something that they're trying to navigate through at this point. So at that point, we're just trying to help them, one, talk about it, and then, two, get them the resources that they may need and let them know, like, hey, if your family doesn't know, we really need to bring them into that.
I would imagine your greatest asset would be other teens who have already bought in.
Oh, yeah.
How difficult is that, having that kind of turnover? Because they're not in high school for very long. It's not like you can keep them around for years and years and
right.
continue the same message. You're constantly recruiting.
Yes. So we have one of the great aspects of iCare, we have a team and tween spirit. And those are kind of just leaders on campus that can push out our messages. So we do have a lot of turnover, but with that club I just talked about, we try to get freshmen, we try to get eighth graders, you know, elementary. So we, I mean, not elementary, but we're trying to get elementary, but, middle. You know, middle school and high schoolers to trying to keep that going. So we, you know, we know we're going to have a turnover. We know they're going to graduate. They may transfer schools. But if we can just get that message and continue to get that message from their peers,
yeah,
it's very important. And the kids love it, and they like seeing their peers doing stuff, and it's just an exciting thing to see.
Connect the dots for me. And we kind of did this at the beginning of the conversation, okay, but bring it back between domestic violence, Crime Stoppers, and the community overall.
Well, you know, iCare deals with drug, alcohol, and violence. Mm-hmm. And then Crime Stoppers is just a great community partner that we have. And we just try to bridge that gap. We try to help out Crime Stoppers and bring Crime Stoppers into our schools to let them know, like, hey, you have all the resources that we have right here to make sure that you can be safe in whatever capacity you need to.
20 seconds left. Where do folks go if they want to learn more?
You can go to icare.ebrschools.org, and we have several resources there. If you want more information on teen dating violence, a great source that we use is loversrespect.com.org, and then they also have the National Abuse Hotline.
She is Lori Anderson, eye care specialist. I can't tell you how much I appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.